Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck with the five things you need to know for Wednesday, November 22nd. The Israeli government has approved a hostage deal with Hamas in what the Palestinian president has described as a humanitarian truce. Mahmoud Abbas welcomed the agreement, but has continued to push for a full ceasefire. The breakthrough deal puts in place a four-day pause in fighting and will see the release of at least 50 women and children held hostage by Hamas in Gaza. Hamas says 150 Palestinian prisoners will be released from Israeli jails as part of the deal. The Israeli government says a detailed statement will be sent to the hostages' families, many of whom are now anxiously waiting to find out if their loved ones will be on the list of people set to be released. Anat Moshi Shoshani's grandmother was kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, and she says the deal gives her hope.
I think and believe that every soul that we can save from there is essential for us, because even if my grandmother won't be among those people, and I obviously hope she will be, but even if she's not, I just can't wait to see the picture of the children, of the innocent people going out from there after so many days.
Today is expected to be one of the busiest travel days for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA estimates more than 55 million people will be on the roads and in the skies, in what it says could be the busiest period in several years. That, along with at least two dozen states across the east still dealing with bad weather, could cause travel headaches, including disruptions at airports in large hubs like Atlanta, New York City, Boston, and Washington, D.C. The head of the TSA says you should plan in extra time if you're flying today.
Bank in more time. So arrive at the airport a little bit earlier. Think through the process steps you're going to go through screening, because you don't want to be that passenger that holds everybody else up.
But it's not all bad news. That recent stormy weather is forecast to subside today as it tracks off the East Coast, leaving much of the central and eastern U.S. to enjoy a dry Thanksgiving day. In yet another set of twists and turns in the technology industry, Sam Altman, the recently ousted CEO of OpenAI, is now back in charge of the business, and a new board is being put in place. Altman says he's looking forward to once again leading the company behind ChatGPT and working closely with Microsoft, where he'd been due to start a new job. His reinstatement comes after hundreds of employees threatened to leave unless he was given his job back and the board was replaced. But it's still not really clear why Altman was sacked in the first place, with OpenAI claiming he hadn't been, quote, candid enough with the board. That sent the rumor mill flying, but a CNN contributor says sources told her that a key issue was how aggressively Altman wanted to push AI development, while the original board wanted to be more cautious. A federal appeals court has struck down Maryland's licensing rules for handgun owners. In a 2-1 decision yesterday, the court cited the Supreme Court's 2022 landmark ruling, saying that requiring people in the state to wait up to 30 days for a handgun permit, among other state requirements, violated their constitutional rights. That waiting time was part of Maryland's Firearm Safety Act of 2013, which was passed in the wake of the deadly mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. When asked if the state will appeal to the Supreme Court, a spokesperson for Maryland's Attorney General's office said it was weighing its options. Coming up, a deadly landslide hits a remote community in Alaska. Authorities say a young girl and two adults have been found dead after a landslide hit a highway in southeast Alaska, and others are still missing. The landslide was reported Monday around 9 p.m. local time near the remote community of Wrangell, and it hit three homes in its path. Alaska officials say its path grew to an estimated 450 feet wide and had a significant debris field. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.